Rav Shlomo based on the very bottom of the page. We're learning here by the mikveh, there's a difference whether the pipe was chiseled out of the ground, so then it's bottled for the karka, but if it's separated and put in the ground, then it's a metzias and it's not bottled. And we made a comment that doesn't work out with Rav Elazar. We told Rav Elazar in the Mishnah, we explained Rav Elazar in the Mishnah has nothing to do with that. They're perhaps arguing about if a person is generous. Talking about, okay, says more of item. But then we talked about the beehive. We did the beehive. We're up to some of Vavam and Aleph, actually, in the middle of the page. And we explained that the beehive, the argument of the beehive, there, where he says always the hadin like karka, no difference if it's carved out of the tree or whether it was put there afterwards, is very different. We're talking about the honey itself is considered as if it's removing from the karka, because we brought a pasuk from Yenison about Yard Vash. Okay. We are up to now some of Vavam and Aleph. We're starting on the right in the middle of the page. El Rab Lezer Daf, six lines in the bottom. Which Rab Lezer is it? Rab Lezer Etnan, we learned. Rab Lezer, which Rab Lezer is it? We learned. Daf Shel Nachtumin, if a baker used to have a shelf where he used to show all of his wares, Shikavu Bekoiso, if you fixed it into the wall, Rab Lezer Metayet, Rab Lezer says, has it in like Karka, and the Chachamim Metamin. And the Chacham say that it's not like karka in his tummy. It's not bottled karka. And so the board they used to smooth it out. So it's like this pipe. They used to make a pipe out of it. And it seems to have a laws of holes that it's always like their property. I don't care whether you put the property, whether it was carved out of the wall of the house or whether you put it in afterwards. And Chacham holds it's never part of the property. I don't care which way you go. It's not like neither of them hold like this chilek. Money. So who is it? I Rabbi Lezer. If it's Rabbi Lezer, I feel chakul b'sev kavu. So who's the author of the brayse about the mikveh? Because if it's Rabbi Lezer, he holds that even if it was made separately on the board and then you add it onto the house, then it's what? It's still considered part of the karka. So by the pipe, it makes no difference if you add it on later. And I Rabbanan, they hold that feel chakul b'sev kavu. They hold that even if you carve it on the wall, it's not part of the house. So by a pipe, even if you made it part of the ground, it's not considered part of the ground. So that's what we meant. Why can't the braise be Rabbi Lezer? There's a difference between a mikveh and the case of tum. Why? The shiny, particular. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a flat board. A flat board is not mekabel tumah. And therefore, since the flat board, the tumah, the rabbanon, it's a flat board, and the whole tumah is only the rabbanon. And because of the rabbanon, over here he's mekel, and he says it's always considered like karka. But when it comes to mikveh, which is the raisa, we say that if you carve it out of the ground, then it's part of the karka. But if you add it on later, it's not part of the karka. Says the Gemara, Miklal, you want to say the she'iva, the raisa. There's two kinds of she'ivas. There's a she'iva where the mikveh lechatchil was made out of mayim shuvin, which mahatayit is possible. And then there's a mikveh where the mikveh is 40 saw kosher, and then you start adding in mayim shuvin. And if you did roiv, notel saw, venosan saw, you took out a saw from the mikveh and you added a saw of shuvin. When you reach the point of more than 20 lugin, so in other words, it's more than half of the mikveh, then it's only midrabanan asr. So that's what we're talking about here. Because it says in the Mishnah before that if you want to add water to the mikveh, so obviously there's an existing mikveh already. And we're talking about a case of Nakhil Sav and Asasav. So in the Rabbanah. So why tell me that Shiva the Raisa? Well, Kaimlan the Rabbanah, number one. And the mikveh is also the Rabbanah, number one. Number two, Rabbi Yisrael made a comment that this Raisa is talking about. But Avshal Matkeh is Machalek. He's talking about metal board, which is also Tumah Mahatayda. So Tumah is Mahatayda, and the mikveh is Rabbanah. So how could it be that Rabbi Lezer is very makel everything like karka, and when it's Rabban and he's machmed that if you carved it outside and then you put it in the water, it's not like karka. So he goes, you're right, and it's punfaket. La'ilam Rabbani, faket. It's the Rabban who the author of the braises. And over here the Rabban say it's never like karka, because over here is the raisa, so the machmed holds it like the raisa. Over there by mikveh, it's only the Rabban and they're makel. If it's carved out of the ground, okay, it's karka. The shiny shiva, the Rabban. Freddie Mother, if it's only the Rabbanon, then what's a chilek if it's carved out of the ground, or if you carved it somewhere elsewhere and you put it in the ground? In both cases, it should not be like karka. Or if you want to be mekel, both cases should be like karka and be lenient. Even if you made a pipe outside and then you put it on the ground, since the only thing is Rabbanon anyway, it's be mekel. As the Gemara, it can't be mekel. You know why? Shiny Hossam is different. The Ika Toidus clear love betalush, because once you fashion the pipe, and then you put it in the ground. Once you call it in the pipe, it's already called a keli. And then you put it in the ground, does not lose its bitl.
When it's a keli reward, it's mekabel tumah, or then it becomes mayim shuvin.
That is mayim shuvin. And even though the whole thing is rabban, we should be mekel, but we gzeda because other mayim shuvin. Even though you put in the kark afterwards, gzeda otu when he didn't. Because once it has a shame keli, we have to know that a keli is mayim shuvin. Boy, Rabbi Yisrael has a question. What happens? make shami. I mean, the din is that if water comes in contact with any food, it becomes mukhshar lekabel tuma, as long as you're happy that the water came in contact with it. So what happens? Rainwater. When are you happy with the water? You don't necessarily need the water to be happy the water fell on the penis. If you're happy the water fell on any metaltlin, then you're happy with the water. Then even though when it falls on the fruit, you're not necessarily happy, it doesn't matter. Because as long as you're happy in the beginning, then it's enough. So what's considered metaltlin? Make shamim shechishav aleyin, that you're very happy, lahadiyeches, so it's trublin, to wash out that the frame of the mill. The question is, mahul zroim, and then it falls out to zroim. Do we treat the zroim like metalkin? So therefore, we say generally you're happy, and the zroim now become mukhshal kabal tumah or not? Is a liba that Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, there's no question. Amar, he says, kol the mechubel kaka deka kaka, anything which is attached to the ground is like considered like the ground. Like we said before, in the case of the dafshal nachtumin, that it's always part of the house. Anything in the ground is part of the ground. Loitib, but there's no question that it's not machshel kabatumah, because since it's part of the ground, it's attached to the mill, it's part of the ground, therefore it's not makabatumah. Fine. So therefore it's not machshel kabatumah, so the water there, when it lands on the fruits, is not machshel kabatumah. Ki tibaylach, our question is a liba de rabban, according to rabban. The army, they say, ainu kakarka. They say that it's not like karka. And they argue that, let's say, the machteshes. Mortar there that it's fixed in the house is still not considered part of the house. How do we treat? That's a machteshes. How do we treat an itzrublin? Is the vart that anything that was separated and added to the house is not considered part of the house? So therefore, the same thing with itzrublin. You made this frame afterwards. It's not part of the house, and therefore it's like metalkin. And if you're ready to machshir the kabel tumah if it's metalkin and you're happy the water should come down. The same thing here. You're happy the water should come down. Is that the vart? Or the vart is that no, therefore the machtesh is not included. Nothing to do with the status of whether it's part of the ground, not part of the ground. And therefore when it comes to Zeroyim, the Thrublin, beside the dinim of tumah, maybe it's really considered part of the house. It's only because of Moicher Ba'ayin Ra Moicher that you want to sell as little as possible. Therefore something that you fixed onto the house afterwards is not included in the sale. But maybe beside the legal standpoint of tumah, it is considered part of the house, and therefore when you wanted the water to land on this Thrublin, you wanted to land on something which is part of the house, not on something metalkin. Therefore there's no water here that you're happy with to land on the fruits to make it Mukhshal Kabal tumah. And the Chem Rav Yisrael sent a letter to Rabba, the son of Huna, Zuti, the Nadoi, Ki Asi Hachizek Hamach. When this woman will come to you, and she is a Yiddish, but she, a girl is entitled to a tenth of the Nechassim, to take a tenth of the estate, even though they're on Yashin, to Rabbon Meir Tekona, so that they can sustain themselves, and so on and so forth. You should know that Afilu means Trubu de Rechaim. You we paskin like Rabbi Lezer, who says that the itzruble is considered part of the house. That means that stand for the mortar is part of the house, and therefore she's entitled to yashin that as well. When we were Ravashi, we used to collect even from the rent of the house is considered like part of the karka. No, a girl is only entitled to this 10% from karka. We treated the rent that came in, the income that came in from the house, as part of the house, and therefore she's entitled to collect the 10% from that revenue. No, we're saying it maybe pays of a character, but he was saying it's closer because the payers then she would not collect. It's karka because it's coming directly from the karka. It's the value of the karka. It's a value of Mishnah. Now, when it comes to selling a bayis, you sell as little as possible. Anything that moves at all, because you're going to be in the chutzah right next door. You don't mind taking a few people helping you schlep from the house into the chutzah. But what have you selling the chutzah? So you're moving further away. So then things that mamash negate to the house, you are going to include in the sale because you can't really use it somewhere else. If you sold the houses, that's inside the house. And we said before that the boy is not part of the sale. That's if you're keeping the chatzah for yourself. But here you're selling the chatzah with it. If you sell the chatzah with it, then the boy is there as well. Avaloyes a metaltlin, you don't sell the metaltlin, need things that are necessary for the house, but they're not fixed, they're not sold. They're not including the house. There are two kinds of metaltlin we have before. The metaltlin which are directly necessary for this house, like a key of the house and so on, which is only for this house, and then the general metaltlin. Neither of them are sold. But this mancha omele hu, chol masha b'toichi, if he added hu and chol masha b'toichi, then everything is included. Harekul mechurin. All those that are necessary for this house are included. Ben kach, but right, regardless whether you said kol mashiv etero or not, loy mocha loy sa mercha, it did not include the mercha, the bathhouse, that's not included, that part of the chatzid. But loy, based on that the ala press, even though they found physically inside, they have a totally different use. Because they have a totally different use, it's not part of the chatzid, and if it's not stipulated separately as a sale, it's not a sale. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a moich is a chotzer. If you sell a chotzer, le moich ella avida shel chotzer, only the ears pay the chotzer, but not the houses and not the boiders, and not included. We asked the question before. Look, we'll see how much money he paid for it, so we can tell from the value that he paid whether it includes the house or not. And we answered that ain oino le karkois, and the shittas Rashi Rashbam is there's no limit. The sky's the limit. Not like Tosfos says, you know, up to double the value. Let's think about it. Torah Bami learned. Actually, we'll stop here and see you tomorrow, which starts the whole sugya. Okay, let's come on time.